Let's talk about racing now. Let's go to Werribee, and James Bester is joining us, the Coolmore Racing Manager. Morning, James.
Good morning, Andrew.
James, Adelaide has been in town since the weekend. How's he settled in?
Andrew, he flew in on Saturday afternoon, got to Werribee mid-afternoon, didn't turn a hair on the flight. He's a really seasoned traveller. And so far, so good. He's working beautifully. He did a lovely piece of work this morning. Strong piece of work, but he actually does fast work tomorrow and again on Tuesday. Couldn't be happier with him.
And the way you mentioned he's a seasoned traveller, this is probably the longest trip though, but you're saying to us that he hasn't turned a hair, he's just coped. Someone told me the other day, one of the reporters said that it looked like he just walked from Flemington there and just come straight, you know, he just looked ideal.
Andrew, he wanders around prior to his work without a care in the world. He's very in control of himself emotionally. He takes everything in. He's a very intelligent, alert sort of horse, and he glides around with the most beautiful action, like a metronome. He oozes quality, and quite honestly, I've been most taken with him since I've seen him here.
James, Moonee Valley, has there been much discussion about Adelaide and handling Moonee Valley from Aidan O'Brien or from the group of Coolmore and the new owners here in Australia?
Oh, look, we don't underestimate the size of the challenge. Moonee Valley is a tricky course, as we all know, for a horse that's never seen it before, particularly a European horse. They're used to much more sweeping tracks and longer straights. That said, he did go to America and race at Belmont on the inner turf track, and that's very tight. You know, people don't realize how tight those tracks are. He handled it beautifully, and in fact, his rider this morning after his piece of work at Werribee, which isn't the biggest track in the world, said he handled the bends fine. He was on the correct leg all the way, changed legs when necessary, very well balanced horse who anticipates and takes things in his stride, literally.
So, main pieces of work, just listening to you there, tomorrow and another one Tuesday ahead of the Cox Plate.
Yeah, he'll work a little faster tomorrow. It looked pretty fast to me this morning, actually. He's a very, very good mover and a strong worker. He looked fabulous this morning, but his fastest pieces of work will be tomorrow and Tuesday.
And confirmation came on Saturday night, Sunday, that jockey Ryan Moore has been booked to take the ride there.
Yes, yes. Look, Ryan rode him in America. Ryan rode him in France. He knows this horse well. He's the world's best jockey, in my opinion. And I think it's good to have a jockey on that knows the horse as well as he does.
Can't wait to see him in a race. You've wrapped him up pretty highly this morning in his performances overseas. He's only lightly rated. And the other thing, James, just before I let you go, and we'll talk more about the Cox Plate next week, but in our terms, he's only three, isn't he? But he sounds like he's a mature three.
Very mature. This is a horse very in command of his faculties. Nothing phases him at all. And no doubt the travelling he's done has seasoned him beyond his years anyway. But look, as I say, we don't underestimate the enormity of the challenge. And we by no means believe or expect him to win. We're hopeful. That's all I can say. But we'll let the horse speak for himself on Cox Plate Day. That said, he's a horse of great ability, great quality, and a marvellous temperament.
Good on you, James. We'll talk to you as we count down to the Cox Plate Saturday week. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Andrew. Thank you.
James Bester, Coolmore Racing Manager here at the moment. With